Okay, it's happened to the best of us. You're driving from Phoenix to Tucson or back, and you get stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the I-10. Much of the interstate between Phoenix and Tucson has been expanded at this point, except one 23-mile stretch between Casa Grande and Phoenix. That section remains just two lanes going in each direction. Now the Maricopa Association of Governments is working with the Gila River Indian community to develop a vision and a strategy for that last 23-mile stretch. ADOT has issued a request for proposals for a design concept report and an environmental study for adding a third lane in each direction there. And to give us a sense of everything that goes into something that might seem like a simple pursuit, I sat down with Quinn Kiwi Castro, transportation engineer with the Maricopa Association of Governments.
Well, so it's a major corridor that has not been touched to add any width to it since, I want to say, the late 60s. And so, you know, it's been remaining in place, and we've had the growing volume of people in our state and between these two major, you know, metropolitan areas that use this on the regular. We also have growing freight travel through our state. You know, the two ports in California, in Southern California, are major ports in our country, and they travel, you know, east to west. So we're looking all the way to southeastern United States. And so a lot of the considerations that go into this, you know, we want to be sensitive to the cultural and historic sites along the corridor. As it is right now. And we want to make sure that, you know, back in the 60s when this was originally put in and paved as a project, a lot of the federal requirements and the environmental were not in place. And so we're looking to bring this up to current standards. So not just design and engineering, but make sure that we are aware and considering all of the cultural sites that are along the corridor as well.
Okay, so large project. There have been sections of the I-10, as you said, widened already. What time frame would you be looking at?
So we're kicking off the project early in September. We will have public and agency scoping, which is kind of like an exploratory process with both our agency partners and the public in general, requesting feedback. What do you know about the corridor that we don't? So we'll be soliciting information there. That's going to be, again, in the month of September. And then we have an approximate 14-month timeline on that. To run through this environmental process and preliminary design for the roadway.
So when you look at the I-10 and the challenges that are already faced there in terms of traffic, like if there is an accident, often it can just be entirely backed up or you're stopped for hours. Things like that come to my mind, but it's also a pretty dangerous corridor, right? Would expanding it and widening it make it safer?
So the intent is yes to safety is definitely a consideration, but here it really is capacity. It's the volume of vehicles that we have traveling through. And one of the challenges on this corridor is that when you do have something like a crash or a major incident that is preventing travel, you don't have any parallel routes to detour people onto. So when you have the full three-lane cross-section, if you have a incident, you can quickly and easily, hopefully, move it to the side, and you still have some space for people to continue through, as opposed to just allowing traffic to back up and wait until that incident has been cleared.
I want to ask one question before I let you go about budget. I know at this point you clearly don't have an answer on the amount that this will cost if and when it happens, but where do you go for the money for this kind of funding? Like, you're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars, I can imagine.
So when I said that we had a project that is the 6 miles that is currently funded, we do have a funded construction project from the 202 down to Riggs. We're anticipating construction on that piece in 2025. And currently we have a project budget for that of $125 million.
For a 6 mile stretch.
For a 6 mile stretch. So the remaining 20 miles of project are currently not fully funded, meaning that the state will have to determine the priority of that project and hopefully find funding sources there.
Yeah. Last question for you then. Considering this will all be done at some point, maybe a couple of decades in the future, what do you hope this accomplishes? Like, when you go to work every day and you work on a project like this that is very incremental but also a big thing, how do you hope it affects people in the future?
So from a planning agency perspective, my hope is that we can put a project into place that, as funding becomes available, we are able to hand that off to ADOT, our implementation arm, and have a project actually constructed. You know, my want for this region is to provide safe and efficient travel. Mm-hmm. And I believe that by expanding this corridor, we will be able to do that.
All right. That is Quinn Kiwi Castro, transportation engineer with the Maricopa Association of Governments. Quinn, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.